وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى.
Recall when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, peace be upon him. All prostrated themselves, save Iblis. He refused.
فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى.
Then we said, Adam, peace be upon him, he is an enemy to you and to your wife. So let him not drive both of you out of paradise and plunge you into affliction.
إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى.
For in paradise, neither are you hungry nor naked.
وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى.
Nor face thirst or scorching heat.
فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى.
But Satan seduced him, saying, Adam, peace be upon him, shall I direct you to a tree of eternal life and an abiding kingdom?
فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى.
Then the two of them ate the fruit of that tree, and their shameful parts became revealed to each other, and they began to cover themselves with the leaves from the garden. Thus, Adam disobeyed his Lord and strayed into error, and they began to cover themselves with the leaves from the garden. In other words, as Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they were deprived of the comforts and amenities automatically available to them in paradise, under the special scheme of things obtaining there. They were first deprived of clothing, later the arrangement to provide food, water, and shelter, without any effort on their part, was discontinued.
ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى.
Thereafter, his Lord exalted him, accepted his repentance, and bestowed guidance upon him.
Unlike Satan, however, Adam, peace be upon him, was not banished from a state of grace. God did not let him remain in the state into which he had fallen as a result of his disobedience. Instead, He pulled him out of the morass into which he had become enmeshed, pardoned him, and selected him for a special service to his cause.
قَالَ اهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى.
And said, Get down, both of you, that is man and Satan, and be out of it. Each of you shall be an enemy to the other. Henceforth, if there comes to you a guidance from me, then whosoever follows my guidance shall neither go astray nor suffer misery.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
But whosoever turns away from this admonition from me shall have a straitened life. We shall raise him blind on the day of resurrection.
This does not mean that all those who are unrighteous will necessarily face poverty. What is meant is that such people will be unable to find peace and contentment. Someone may be a millionaire, and yet his life will be plagued by discontent and restlessness. Likewise, even the ruler of a vast empire may be intensely unhappy and suffer much mental agony. For it is quite possible that the success of such persons was brought about by blatantly evil means, with the result that they suffer great mental anguish. Such persons will always remain in conflict with their conscience, and everything around them will deprive them of true peace and happiness.
قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا.
Whereupon he will say, Lord, why have you raised me blind when I had sight in the world?
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى.
He will say, even so it is, our signs came to you and you ignored them. So shall be you ignored this day.
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى.
Thus do we requite him who transgresses and does not believe in the signs of your Lord during the life of the world. And surely the punishment of the hereafter is even more terrible and more enduring.
أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِنُّهَا.
Did they not find any guidance in the fact that we destroyed many nations in whose ruined dwelling places they now walk about? Surely, there are many signs in them for people endowed with wisdom.